This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the joint session of the Parliament of Trinidad and Tobago this evening. He will also hold talks with the top leadership of the Twin Island Nation in the capital, Port of Spain, today. The Prime Minister reached Trinidad and Tobago on the second leg of his five-nation visit early morning today. Addressing an event earlier, the Prime Minister announced that sixth generation of Indian origin citizens in Trinidad and Tobago will now be eligible for Overseas Citizens of India or OCI cards. This will allow them to live and work in India without restrictions. Mr. Modi encouraged the Indian community to visit their ancestral land and deepen their connection with India.
I'm happy to announce that OCI cards will now be given to the sixth generation of the Indian diaspora in Trinidad and Tobago. You are not just connected by blood or surname. You are connected by belonging. India looks out you. India welcomes you. And India embraces you.
Prime Minister Modi congratulated Trinidad and Tobago for becoming the first nation in the Caribbean to adopt UPI. He said the adopting of UPI is beneficial for both the countries.
India's Unified Payments Interface, or UPI, has revolutionized digital payments. Nearly 50% of the world's real-time digital transactions take place in India. I congratulate Trinidad and Tobago for being the first country in the region to adopt UPI.
Prime Minister Modi will be conferred with the Caribbean nation's highest civilian honour, the Order of Trinidad and Tobago. Prime Minister Kamala Prasad Bisesar has announced this. On the third leg of his visit, the Prime Minister will visit South American country of Argentina. This will be the first bilateral visit to Argentina by an Indian Prime Minister in 57 years. The discussions will review the ongoing cooperation and explore ways to enhance the strategic partnership between the two nations. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today spoke with the Chief Ministers of Gujarat, Himachal Pradesh, Rajasthan, Uttarakhand and Chhattisgarh in the wake of heavy rainfall in different parts of the country. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said, adequate numbers of NDRF teams have been deployed in the states for the people in need and more reinforcements can be sent as and when required. He assured the state Chief Ministers of all possible assistance from the central government. The government has announced that all tax benefits currently available under the National Pension System, NPS, will also be extended to the newly introduced Unified Pension Scheme, UPS. The Ministry of Finance in a statement said the inclusion of UPS under the tax framework marks another step forward in the government's effort to strengthen retirement security for central government employees. National Investigation Agency, NIA, has arrested a key accused in connection with the killing of Karnataka BJP Yuva Morcha member Praveen Netheru. As per NIA, the arrested accused has been identified as Abdul Rahman and was taken into custody by its team at the Kannur International Airport on his arrival from Qatar. The accused had been absconding for the last 2 years. The agency stated that a total of 4 accused, including Abdul Rahman and 2 other absconders, were charge-sheeted by NIA in this case in April this year. NIA had also declared a reward of 4 lakh for information related to Abdul Rahman. The National Consumer Helpline, NCH, has successfully facilitated refund of over 7 crore rupees to consumers in the last 2 months. This significant redressal was achieved across 30 sectors, effectively addressing more than 15,000 consumer grievances related to refund claims. The e-commerce sector accounted for the highest volume of grievances, followed by the tourism sector. And in cricket, England were 301 for 5 in the first innings against India on day 3 of the second test of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Edgbaston when reports last came in. The hosts now trail by 286 runs. For hosts, Jamie Smith and Harry Brooks scored centuries. And that is the end of this news bulletin.